So, for those who are regulars, I should say, by the way, this is going to be a much shorter than normal sermon. If you're just doing the maths, I wanted to give the time for the interview, but nonetheless, to have a reading from God's word and then a sermon, as usual, but much shorter than usual. And we're in Isaiah chapter 40. You've got the reading on the inside of the sermon sheet. And I'm going to read these words and say a few things about them, and then we're going to pray together. Isaiah, prophet, writing 700 years before the time of Jesus, and he says this, or God says this through him. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. To him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I chose this reading because some of us in Grace Church are actually studying the prophet Isaiah, and this is the passage we're going to be looking at this coming week. And so it'll be in our minds anyway as a church. But also I thought, what an excellent little thought from the Bible just to close this service. Having heard from Richard about the way that actually the Bible, rather than the atheists, can make better sense of this world that we see around us. It just doesn't make sense to say that the universe is here for no reason. Actually, the Big Bang Theory, a huge problem for the atheist. People used to think that the universe was eternal till 50 years or so ago. And now we think it has a beginning in time. Well, the Bible's always said the universe had a beginning in time. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We've heard about the problems of biology, trying to explain the complexity of the computer program, the software, and the hardware capable of building even the simplest self-replicating cell, let alone a human being standing in front of you today. We've heard about the evidence for God as creator, but I wanted to just to take a moment to talk about what difference it makes to believe in God as creator, not just an intellectually satisfying thing, but a life-changing thing. And Richard touched on this at the end of the interview. This is a prophecy that God gave to his people at a time when people were very discouraged because life was going very, very wrong. And they were about to suffer a huge military defeat. They'd be about to be taken off into slavery. There'd be many, many deaths. Many of their friends and loved ones would be killed in this war. You know, you can think of places in the world like that today, can't you, where there is war, where things are very desperate. We heard about Richard's, the scare in his own family with child number four. That comes pretty close to you. But imagine that replicated in a place of war. You know, every household with people who've died, people who are scared that they're going to die. I mean, just, I think as we live in Canada Water, it's kind of remote, right, to think of that. Although there will be the individual scary moments in each of our lives. And, of course, there's people in the church who are connected to what's going on in the Middle East. We've got people from this church from Russia and from Ukraine. So, you know, that will be close to home as well. When things are properly desperate, what difference does it make? And at that point, to believe that God is the powerful creator of the world is not just a nice, neat sort of tying up of things intellectually. It is the very basis for hope. Here are people saying, why do you say, Jacob? Why do you speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. What these people are saying, they're believers, they're kind of Christians, Jewish people who are trusting in the coming Messiah. They're saying God doesn't see, God doesn't notice, God doesn't care. Like he's forgotten us. Maybe you felt like that sometimes. You know, my life is so hard and the things I'm going through are so difficult. And in Richard's case, a happy ending, not always happy ending in Christian Christian life. So on Friday, 2 days ago, I preached at the funeral of a close friend of mine who was in her late 50s with her five children in the front row in front of me, all of whom I've known since they were born. It doesn't always go the right way. And you could think at a time like that, where is God? Does God see? Has God forgotten? Does it really make a difference? And God says through the prophet, I was like, why are you asking this? why are you saying that? Don't you know? Don't you realize what every Christian should realize? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. And that's when it makes a difference, doesn't it? To know that God is powerful. To know that this world isn't an accident. To know that everything's in his hands. Because lots of people can be well-meaning when you're going through a hard time. You know, I'm so sorry. I was thinking of you. How are you? You know, people gather around. There's care and sympathy. But there's not much they can actually do about it in that moment. You know, I'd love to be able to end a war. Some of the wars that are going on at the moment. I'd love to be able to have cured Sheena's cancer. Wouldn't it be great if every child for whom there was complications in the pregnancy was born without issues? I don't have the power to do that. But God does, because of this truth about him. He's the creator of everything. He's the one powerful enough to bring into being everything that we see. And the miracles that biology has made even more extraordinary as we've understood more about them. The creator of the ends of the earth. And it just means that he can help in a way that nobody else can. I love verse 30. I turned 50 on Friday. Actually, it's my 50th birthday when I went to the funeral. I actually think it's quite a good way to spend a 50th birthday. It's not as I'd have chosen. You know, you think, I'll go for a party or something. But to go to a funeral on your 50th, it kind of focuses your mind, actually, on what really counts. And, you know, whenever I get to the end of my life, I don't know how long it will be, when I get to 60, when I get to 70. She didn't get to 60. How far will I get? And you look back on things and what matters. And, you know, at 50, I think I'm allowed now to sometimes feel weary. Verse 30, some of you are older than me, and you get weary. And I've started recently trying to go jogging, running, because my Apple Watch tells me that my cardiovascular health is below average. She's like, oh, it's really annoying to find that. So I've been trying to get the graph to go up, and it is going up, but like very slowly. It's like, you know, I've been running every 3 days for the last 3 months, and it's gone up, you know, marginally. And then on the day after you've been running, you know, everything aches, right? Humans are very limited. Even youngsters, he says bitterly, even youngsters get tired. And 50-year-olds get more tired, and some of you get even more tired than that. But verse 31, here's the difference. Those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. So the Christian has hope beyond themselves when things go wrong. And when it seems like there's nobody, he's powerful enough. No, there is somebody who's powerful enough. He's the creator of everything. And so it's a big theme in the Bible that the reason that Jesus can save the world, it's because Jesus made the world. There's a connection between the power of the creator and the power to rescue and redeem. And so this passage, I chose these few verses to speak about. God is the creator of the ends of the earth. And therefore, those who hope in him, those who wait for him, can be sure that he's powerful enough to come and get them and to bring them safely home. We're going to take a little moment's pause. Just for a few seconds, just to maybe you'd like to pray yourself to this creator God who made you and the one who's powerful enough to rescue you. And then we're going to gather our prayers together as we're led in prayer together as a church. So just if whoever's praying, I'm sorry, I ought to know who it is. Julie, if you give us a few seconds just for a bit.